not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Trying to make some sense of it all, but I can see there is no sense.
Well, it's Halloween 2017. You know what we do here all the time? We're always looking at the people who wear the masks. That's our job here, is to pull off the masks and expose them. We've got a lot of exposing to do today. We're going to take a look at what's going on in Washington, what's going on in Hollywood, and we're also going to be looking at what's going on in the IRS. We've got Joseph Bannister, who's the only Criminal Investigation Division special agent to investigate whether or not the IRS illegally administers the income tax. And we saw them illegally administering the tax deduction status, as they were using that as political leverage against Tea Party groups. It was just the end of last week that we saw President Trump finally get rid of Koskinen. And this is an individual who is not only a holdover from the Obama administration, but this is somebody, and I think this was the last straw. We'd had many conservatives say, get rid of this guy. We need to prosecute Lois Lerner. We need to prosecute this guy, because it was under his watch that it happened. And yet he remained in place, and we haven't seen any prosecutions coming from the Department of Justice about what the IRS was doing to political groups. And then I think the final straw was when the IRS Commissioner Koskinen defied Donald Trump. One of Donald Trump's first executive orders was to say that the IRS was not going to be enforcing the Obamacare regulations on people. And Koskinen came out and said, just before he was dismissed by President Trump. He said, we're not going to accept any income tax returns. We're going to treat you as a non-filer if you don't get into Obamacare. So we're going to be talking about that. Also in view is the forever war, as we have Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Defense Secretary Mattis go to Congress and say they want reauthorization for the use of military force. As a matter of fact, they would like to make it just permanent so that we can have perpetual war. Obama was the first president to have war for the entire 8 years of his presidency. Think about that. First one, his entire presidency. And it came pretty close to George W. Bush. If only he could have gotten started on September 11th just a little bit earlier, then he would have been at war for all 8 of his years. But, of course, Obama extended it, the number of nations that we were at war with. And now we're seeing it extended again, extended in scope as well as in time. Are we going to have a constitutional government where they go to Congress and ask for war, where they make the case to the American people, where they say, this is what the objectives are, this is why we're doing this, and this is what winning looks like? Do you support this? That's what they need to do. They need to go to the American people. They need to go to the representatives of the American people and make that case, but they don't. They just get us involved in war, and now we're starting to see that again in Niger. People do not understand the extent of our involvement in Africa. There needs to be a public discussion about this. This is why the Declaration of War Powers was given to the Congress. Now, how to conduct the war, yes, that is something that the executive branch does, but it is Congress and the American people who need to make that decision. So we have Rand Paul, a very interesting statement from Rand Paul, as these two were trying to make the case for forever war. In the news, we see that North Korea's nuclear base has collapsed, killing at least 200 people. This is very interesting. Fears of massive radioactive leak. The disaster has prompted fears of a massive radioactive leak, which could spark a Chernobyl or Fukushima-style disaster. A North Korean official said the collapse happened during the construction of an underground tunnel. South Korea's news agency reported some 100 people are said to have been trapped in the initial collapse. Another 100 lost in a second collapse during a rescue operation. Now, this is where they have been conducting their tests, their underground tests. All these tests have been conducted at this mountain site. A geophysicist from China said they were confident that underground detonations were occurring near the mountain. And, of course, these are massive tests that are being conducted there. One of them, the latest one, was magnitude 6.3, about 10 times larger than the previous test 5 years ago. Now that has collapsed. Now there may be massive repercussions for the people of North Korea already from this nuclear program of the crazy little guy. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus. There's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to Real News on this Halloween 2017. As I said at the top of the hour, we're going to be taking some masks off of some individuals. That's what we do every day. That's our job. We're going to be taking a look at what's going on in the Washington Inquisition. It's amazing to me, as I said yesterday, I laid down the case for how Robert Mueller has been at the center of all these big crimes and the center of creating a surveillance state, appointed to the directorship of the FBI 1 week exactly before September 11th, and he has been a part of the false flag operations run by the FBI over and over again, as well as part of the real collusion, the real crime, where 20% or more of our uranium was sold to a criminal organization that he knew was criminal as director of the FBI. Yet they not only allowed that to go, they not only covered it up, but they sealed it up and they put a gag order on the witness who brought it to light. To me, the fact that the guy who does this is now investigating Russian collusion, that shows you the corruption in Washington, if nothing else does. Why is he not behind bars along with Hillary Clinton? Why is he not being investigated? Instead, they're going around and they're grabbing process crimes from people. And we're going to talk about this Papadopoulos issue as well as the financial crimes that they're coming after Manafort for, and they may be coming after Tony Podesta. As a matter of fact, that's an interesting story because there was a fake Sean Spicer account that when the rumors of them coming after Tony Podesta, brother of John Podesta, who, and let's understand, both of them were heavily involved in the lobbying operation. John Podesta, of course, was a campaign manager for Hillary Clinton. Tony was the one who was still staying behind running the family business, but the fake Sean Spicer account, and I didn't know it at the time, the fake Sean Spicer account tweeted out, for all of you who don't know, this is Fredo. In other words, he's the not too bright member of the crime family. And when I retweeted that, I thought that was really funny. I said, who knew that Sean Spicer had a sense of humor? Well, I don't know that Sean Spicer does have a sense of humor. It's the fake Sean Spicer who has a sense of humor. And it was spot on, quite frankly. So he may be a sacrificial lamb. They may be coming after Fredo Podesta. But these are issues that are tied up in the complexities of federal election laws. But even more than that, financial crimes. And understand that even if these allegations are true, and we don't know, they're allegations, they're indictments, it's very easy to get an indictment if you're a prosecutor. You don't have anybody making the case for the other side. As every lawyer knows, you can indict a ham sandwich if you want to. And they wanted to. They wanted to get the attention away from people looking at Robert Mueller and saying, let's get rid of this guy. Even the Wall Street Journal, after you see the connections that Robert Mueller had to the Uranium One crooked deal, even the Never Trumpers were saying this guy's got to go. And so quickly he came out with some indictments. But we're going to take a look at these indictments. And when I'm talking about financial crimes, understand that it was the pedophile who had been selected for office by the Republican establishment, who was the Speaker of the House longer than any other Republican had ever been Speaker of the House, Hastert. And he did not go to jail for his pedophile crimes. He went to jail for withdrawing money out of his own bank account and doing it in a way that they said, well, we think you were trying to structure these withdrawals, trying to hide something. Well, I mean, he had already put the money into the bank. You could make the argument that if somebody is carefully putting in deposits so that they don't draw attention, that maybe they're trying to launder money. But once the money is in the banking system, you can't even make that argument. And understand that this structuring crime, this has been used against a lot of small businesses to entrap them and to ruin their lives. Simply because they said, well, we think that you were doing this to hide criminal activity when there was no evidence of that. We've seen many lives destroyed because of these types of nonsense financial crimes. But you can't even make that argument for somebody withdrawing their money that has already been in the banking system, that is already in the bank. You can't make that kind of an argument for it. So the financial crime landscape is completely out of control. But we're also going to take a look at George Papadopoulos. Before we do, I want to take a look at some of the top news stories here. I find this to be very significant. North Korean nuclear base has collapsed. Already 200 people are dead. I reported this at the top of the hour. They had 100 people die in the initial collapse of an underground tunnel. Another 100 died trying to get those people out. This occurred in the area where they have been conducting their nuclear tests. And remember, they just did a massive nuclear test, a magnitude of 6.3 on the Richter scale. And this was H-bomb level status. And many people believe, seismologists, geologists, believe that this collapse is due to all of these tests that have been taking place in this mountainous base that it has weakened the area there. And we've also talked about Bitcoin and the threat to Bitcoin. Not so much that the government could come in and shut it down, but the most effective way that governments could shut down Bitcoin would be to go into competition with it, to create their own currencies, and then to, through legal harassment, make it difficult for people to use Bitcoin and other cyber currencies. There's an article on Zero Hedge says, Japan just killed the Bitcoin will be banned meme. It's very interesting, the move that Japan made. Very, very clever. What they decided to do was to make their country essentially a haven for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, saying that as long as these currencies are legitimate, you will be able to turn them into Japanese yen. They just basically, that one move is a very, very striking move that is, we're going to see some major restructuring of money coming up very quickly. We have China with their petro yuan, which they're trying to replace the petro dollar with. We see that Russia is backing their currency. They're accumulating gold. So are the Chinese as well. And so we see these competitions coming up to the petrodollar, which has long been established as the world's currency. 80% of transactions in the world are cleared in U.S. dollars. And, of course, that goes back to the alliance that was made between America and the Saudi Arabians as we abandoned the gold standard. And Western central banks have abandoned gold as any kind of underlying basis for their currencies since that point. We've just had fiat paper currencies. And that has been a major source of our ability to just spend without any accountability. That may all come crashing down if people move to a petro yuan, or if they move to a petro ruble, or if they just abandon the petro dollar. We've seen even Saudi Arabia's new crown prince is making moves towards Russia to abandon his close alliance with the U.S. government. But it could also come tumbling down with Bitcoin. And remember when we talked to John McAfee and he made the pronouncement, the prediction, that he thought that Bitcoin was going to go to an astronomical level. And I forget what it was. Was it something like $500,000 or something? I mean, it was just beyond anything anybody could imagine. And when I talked to him, we interviewed him here on Real News, he said, I'm not basing that on the value of Bitcoin going up or everybody buying into Bitcoin. He said, I'm basing it on the collapse of the American dollar. And so there are many things that could cause that to happen. Now we have Japan not trying to fight cryptocurrencies, but offering themselves as a safe haven for clearing them. Very interesting move on the part of the Japanese. Meanwhile, Facebook is saying that Russian-backed election content reached 126 million Americans. Wow. That extensive. That sounds like a lot of people, right? Except that you understand the way that Facebook measures engagement and views. You just scroll past something and it is a view, right? And RT put this in perspective. They said that's about 4/1,000ths of 1%. 0.0004% of the impressions that Facebook has. So let's put that in perspective. It is minuscule. The real Russian collusion is and remains Uranium One. And the FBI, former FBI director and special prosecutor Robert Mueller is at the center of that. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this October 31st, 2017. We're going to take a look at who George Papadopoulos is. And I have to confess, when I saw that name yesterday, it didn't ring a bell to me, but I thought, well, we'll see who it is. And you know, interestingly enough, it wasn't just me that didn't know who George Papadopoulos was. It was pretty much anybody that even had anything to do with the Trump campaign didn't know who this guy was. So we're now discovering who he is. We're going to tell you who he is. And there's talk that maybe he was wearing a wire. That's the buzz at CNN. So we're going to give you the clips from CNN where they're talking about that. Talk about the possible consequences of that as well. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. Just in time for winter, we put in a couple of very important supplements on a 50% discount sale. Colloidal silver, our silver bullet product here, is on 50% off, as well as Winter Sun, our vitamin D supplement. And I've talked the last couple of days about how important it is to make sure that you have the proper amount of vitamin D. It's very important for your body to be able to take up nutrients, vitamin D is. So whether you're talking about muscle aches or bone issues that people typically have, bone and joint issues that people have over the age of 50, it's very important to have vitamin D and the proper amount to be able to absorb nutrients like calcium supplements to be able to support your bones. If you don't have proper vitamin D, the calcium supplements aren't going to do you any good. You're not going to take that up. So this is something that has grown out of double-blind studies, out of long-term studies of nurses who worked 20 years of night shifts, and then they followed them for another 8 years. They found that because they didn't get sunlight, they had more problems with bones and joints than those people who did. That's one of the reasons we called it Winter Sun, because it helps you to have the vitamin D that you would normally get as your body would synthesize that from being out in the sun. So that's 50% off along with colloidal silver, our silver bullet product. We also have 16% off vitamin mineral fusion drink mix. Just enter the code VITA10, V-I-T-A-10. And we have that there because it was 10% off last week. We've raised it now to, I think it's 16.88%. I'm calling it 16%, but it's almost 17% off vitamin mineral fusion drink mix. A great way to get your vitamin and mineral supplements without taking a lot of pills. And now you can get it at 16% off. Just enter the code VITA10 at checkout. All right, let's take a look at who George Papadopoulos is. We had an interesting statement from George Papadopoulos, about George Papadopoulos that came out. Let's take a look at one of the guys who did work for the Trump campaign, Caputo. And like I just said, I didn't really know who this guy was. And he said, well, he was basically a coffee boy. Here's that clip.
Did you know about any of this? Did you know about Papadopoulos and him pushing up on the campaign to take these kind of meetings and Manafort not liking it? I ask in the context of, you know, Paul Manafort very well. He brought you into the campaign. You remain close. Did you know about any of this?
No, I didn't. I read about it in the newspaper like everybody else did in the midst of the summer this year. And in fact, I never heard of Papadopoulos. He never showed up at Trump Tower, never had any interaction with any of the campaign leaders around me. And the leaders of the Washington office of the campaign didn't even know who he was until his name appeared in the press. The guy was, he was the coffee boy. I mean, you might have called him a foreign policy analyst, but in fact, you know, if he was going to wear a wire, all we know now is whether he prefers a caramel macchiato over a regular American coffee in conversations with his barrister. He had nothing to do with the campaign, and all of this contact with alleged Russians is something completely beyond the scope of his volunteer duties.
Okay, so that was Caputo, who was involved in the campaign, talking about who is George Papadopoulos. Gee, I don't know. I had to look him up. And even NPR, so that was CNN. And even NPR said this. They said before George Papadopoulos became the first legal casualty of Mueller's investigation into Russia and the 2016 election, he was a 30-year-old energy lawyer, best known in D.C. for getting name-dropped by Donald Trump and for reportedly embellishing his resume. Interesting that what he is now being charged with is lying to the FBI. And the question is, did he lie to Trump? Did he lie to the press? Did he lie to everybody about his resume? That seems to be what is coming out. The guy seems to be an inveterate liar. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that his role within the campaign was, quote, extremely limited. And she said that it was a volunteer position. In other words, he wasn't even paid by the Trump campaign. A former campaign official with a Trump campaign said right after the news broke, he said, be honest, I thought they were talking about George Zizikos. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, an advanced man on the campaign. He said, not because he couldn't possibly have been involved with Russia, but because he's the only guy with a Greek name and anyone that I knew on the campaign. So he says, I never even heard of this. I knew one other guy who had a Greek last name. I thought they were just mispronouncing it. And I don't know if I pronounced that guy's name correctly or not. But we see when we look at what he was doing, he's putting out stuff on Instagram, meeting with my national security team in Washington, D.C. This is a guy who is a volunteer for the campaign, but he has a national security team in Washington, D.C. So, in other words, this guy is a liar. He is a self-promoter. And NPR goes on to say, while Papadopoulos's interactions on behalf of the campaign on their face don't seem to have broken any laws, it was the fact that he allegedly lied to them about the FBI that got him into trouble. He was lying about everything. As the Washington Post reported back in April 2016, they talked at the time about the fact that he was fluffing up and padding his resume. They said he had a lengthy published resume as an oil and gas consultant, as an expert in Eastern Mediterranean energy policy. But his claim to have served for several years as a fellow at the Washington-based Hudson Institute was refuted by a senior fellow and director of public affairs there who said the institute's records indicate that he started there as an unpaid intern in 2011, subsequently provided some contractual research assistance to one of our senior fellows. So you see a pattern developing here? This guy goes to the Washington-based Hudson Institute, and he comes in as an unpaid intern. And then he starts talking about the fact that he is an expert on oil and gas industry. Then he takes that to the Trump campaign. They don't hire him, but he comes on as a volunteer for the Trump campaign. And then he gets picked up by the FBI because he's talking about his national security team and all this other kind of stuff. He looks a little bit fishy because he is, because he's been lying about everything. And then he makes some statements to the FBI, which are in line with what appears to be his personality, a congenital liar. And now he may be going to jail for that, because you have to understand, and clearly the Clintons understood that after the lessons of Monica Lewinsky, that even if what you're doing is not a crime, but you lie about it because you are embarrassed or because you want to impress people or whatever, then that becomes a very, very serious crime when you lie to the FBI. I mean, why else would you have a meeting on the tarmac to make sure that you've got all of your ducks in a row? All right, when we come back, we're going to play the next part of this that CNN and the left-leaning press are so excited about. And that is, this liar was put back and left in play by the FBI wearing a wire, perhaps. And we're going to see if that was the case or not. But clearly, he's just an unpaid advisor everywhere in Washington. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Molon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking about the person that most of you have not heard about. I mean, I follow politics pretty closely. And even the people in the Trump campaign were saying, scratching their heads saying, who is this guy? George Papadopoulos? I mean, was he the guy that was in the Clinton campaign? No, that was Stephanopoulos, okay? Now, this is a guy who appears to have moved in the, about 30 years old, trying to create a career by trying to pretend that he is politically connected by name dropping, by going as an unpaid intern to one institute, the Hudson Institute, and then coming out of that and saying, I'm an expert in energy policy, and then getting an unpaid intern position on the Trump campaign, then being picked up and arrested by the FBI, and apparently now they arrested him initially, then let him go with a wire, is what it appears to be. Here's how CNN's Jeffrey Toobin makes of the indictment as they looked at the indictment.
What else stands out to you in those court documents? We've all read them thoroughly, relating to this former Trump national security advisor, George Papadopoulos.
You know, there was something that our legal eagles on our team discovered late in the afternoon, not in the original document, but in the document that explained why the Mueller team wanted the document sealed. They said that the timing here is very important. The alleged false statement was in January, before Mueller was even appointed. He was arrested, Papadopoulos was, in July, but he didn't plead guilty until October. So what was going on between July and October? Well, there's a very tantalizing hint in these court papers. The court papers suggest that, and I think we can put it up on the air, defendant has indicated he is willing to cooperate, and then on the next page, public disclosure of the defendant's initial appearance, however, would significantly undermine his ability to serve as a proactive cooperator. What this says to me is that Papadopoulos, between July and October, was wearing a wire. He was recording conversations secretly with people who are subjects and targets of this investigation. That's the only reasonable explanation of what's in those court papers. If he was wearing a wire, this summer and fall, think about that, just weeks ago, that is a whole new chapter of possibilities in this investigation and potentially a very, very big deal.
Except the problem with that is that he's not connected to anybody. This is a guy who was an unpaid volunteer. He'd been an unpaid intern before. I don't know that he has any connections with anybody. Nobody even knew who this guy was. And he is a known liar. That's what the FBI is coming after him for, or the special prosecutor, whoever. And this goes back to January. We look at the complaint itself, saying that he lied to the FBI. What they're saying is, defendant Papadopoulos, I'm reading from the indictment, met the professor. Now, the professor is some anonymous, unknown person that may be an invention of George Papadopoulos. It may be just a figment of his imagination. This person that he met with. So he met the professor for the first time on or about March 14th, 2016, after defendant Papadopoulos had already learned that he would be a foreign policy advisor for the campaign in an unpaid volunteer position. I will insert here. That's not in the indictment. Then they say the professor showed interest in defendant Papadopoulos only after learning of his role on the campaign. And the professor, this is comical. I mean, this is what Mueller has got. This is pathetic. Some fictitious character called the professor. They don't know who the professor is. They've never talked to the professor. But according to Papadopoulos, there is a professor. He professes a professor who he is in contact with. The professor told defendant Papadopoulos about the Russians possessing dirt on then-candidate Clinton in late April 2016, more than a month after defendant Papadopoulos had joined the campaign. Okay, so what they're getting him on here is that he has got this guy who we don't know if the professor is real or not. He says that once the professor realized that he was going to be a foreign policy advisor to the Trump campaign, in other words, in reality, an unpaid volunteer, that now the professor got interested and said, you know what? The Russians have got some dirt on Hillary Clinton. Since you're a senior policy advisor, you should know that. And so what they looked at was they said, well, we have looked at this timeline, and that's not true. So they're coming after him for lying about a timeline when we don't even know the guy that he's talking to even exists, this professor. So basically, as they point out, even on CNN, they said, so Papadopoulos copped to lying to the FBI about the timing of his contacts with Russians. In his initial interview in January 2017, Papadopoulos was insistent that he had reached out to his foreign contact, the professor, and they put it in quotes because it belongs in quotes because we don't know if there is a professor, before he had formally joined the Trump presidential campaign. The professor then only showed interest in Papadopoulos after it became known that he was employed by the Trump campaign. And CNN says that period is period, a period, very period, big period deal. Why don't you just scream it in all caps? It isn't, is it? I don't see how that's a big deal. I mean, I don't see how there's anything there. It looks to me like it's more fake news from CNN. Yes, for some reason, they arrested him in July, and then they did not want that arrest to be made public for another 3 months until he just recently said, all right, you know, I'm going to confess to it, and we're going to do some kind of a plea bargaining. I don't know what they're going to get from this guy. And I don't know if anything that this guy says based on his long record of inflated resumes and invented professors. I don't know if anything this guy says is going to ever be credible in a court of law. It doesn't make any sense to me, but they're very excited about this. They think this is the beginning of the end. I think this is the beginning of showing the end of CNN and maybe other people. BBC, meanwhile, looks at Manafort. And they say he's been charged with U.S. tax fraud because of Ukrainian work. And this is stuff that dated from way back before he became even involved with the Trump campaign. As the BBC points out, Trump's former presidential campaign manager, Paul Manafort, has been charged with conspiring to defraud the U.S. of taxes in his dealings with Ukraine. 12 charges brought against Mr. Manafort and one of his business associates include conspiracy to launder money. The charges against Manafort and Gates do not relate to Trump's campaign, but to the alleged concealment of payments from the pair's Ukrainian business dealings up to 2016. Actually, it's 2015. They got that wrong, I believe, from other sources. Paul Manafort, they say, was thrust into the spotlight because more established hands wanted nothing to do with the upstart's presidential campaign. That's the BBC talking about President Trump, the upstart. Well, you know, the reality is that he was brought in because he was going to be useful in managing a brokered convention. He had experience doing that. And if you remember, the establishment, who considered Trump to be nothing more than an upstart, refused and were openly saying that they were not going to accept the verdict of the American voters who put this upstart in as the nominee. We're going to shut it down in the convention. We're going to have a brokered convention. We're not going to let you voters put in some upstart. And so that's why Paul Manafort was brought in to manage the brokered convention. And then shortly after that, questions began to arise about his past dealings with foreign politicians, Ukrainian politicians. And as the BBC then goes on to report, the good news for Trump is that these charges stem from Manafort's past business dealings, not his campaign efforts. And so it was wise for Trump, they said, to cut Manafort loose. Yes. And that is precisely it. As Trump tweeted yesterday, the indictment does nothing to prove collusion between his campaign and Russia. And he said there is, uppercase, no collusion. That's absolutely true. Even if he is convicted of charges that include things like money laundering, tax evasion, conspiracy against the U.S., being an unregistered agent of the foreign government, he could go away for a very long time. But it does not prove Russian collusion. But as Alan Dershowitz pointed out, what they want is to get him to rat out President Trump in exchange for not being sent to jail for life. That's what they're coming after with Paul Manafort.
This week, the FBI released over 1,500 heavily redacted documents concerning the Sandy Hook investigation. In many cases, entire pages are redacted, but unredacted portions of the Sandy Hook documents continue to support the narrative. 20-year-old shooter Adam Lanza was a lonely, tech-savvy high school dropout, an experienced shooter with an interest in weapons, a functioning autistic with a personality disorder, and a recluse who liked to play video games all day. But there's one key update on page 41. A source told agents that Lanza, while in the ninth grade, was visited at his home by either CIA or FBI agents after hacking a government computer system. The source said authorities told Nancy Lanza that if her son was that smart, he could have a job with them someday. InfoWars has the documents. Read them right now. They're posted in their entirety at the article, FBI Releases Heavily Redacted Sandy Hook Investigation Docs. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win. And with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Before we get back to the news, we're going to move on to Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey. What does it tell us about our society? It tells us some very disturbing things, quite frankly. We're going to look at the fallout and... It's amazing when I looked at social media, my non-scientific sampling of social media, and I tweeted about this last night. I said, it seems to me that more people are concerned about the cancellation of House of Cards than they are about the revelation of rampant pedophilia in Hollywood. And of course, we had the producer of An Open Secret, Gabe Hoffman, here in studio last week. And he has made that documentary free. If you think this is an isolated incident, and if you think it is isolated to Kevin Spacey, you're wrong. You need to see that documentary. And even if you're not involved in Hollywood, understand that what it does is it reveals to you, without being graphic, and we talked about this, and if you're concerned about that, if these issues trouble you, you need to understand what the tactics and the techniques of pedophiles are in order to be able to protect your kids. You need to understand how they groom people. It's the same whether you're in Hollywood or if you're on Main Street. They use the same types of tactics. So that is a very important documentary to see, to understand this is going on. And you need to understand that these are the people that many times you're using as babysitters in your home, aren't they? How many of us set our kids down in front of a television set and let them watch the stuff that's created by these perverted individuals out of Hollywood? We need to think about that. We need to think about who we invite into our home. We need to think about who we allow our kids to spend time alone with, because they are spending time alone with these people and they know how to do this. You're talking about grooming your kids. These people know how to push degeneracy in a very subtle way that you may not understand. But it does have an effect. It is what is taking down our society. So you should be a little bit more discerning, perhaps, as you look at this. Maybe the lesson for you to take away is that maybe you should not be consuming as much Harveywood as you are. Now, when we look at this, to understand these people's mindset, look at this article. Harvey Weinstein tells pals that this scandal has happened so that he could change the world. Yes, he has been changing the world with his films. And you need to understand that. And now he thinks that he's got a special endowment to change the world here. Disgraced Harvey Weinstein, says Page Six, has been telling his friends he's left, that he has left, that there's a bigger reason that he's embroiled in his ever-widening sexual harassment scandal. He says it so he can change the world. Harvey believes he's a savior, said a Hollywood insider. No, he's exactly exhibit A of what's wrong with the system. And the good news is that box office is down for Hollywood. I don't know if that is because of these revelations that are coming out or just because it's garbage that they're turning out. It's not even entertaining. It's just perverted and disgusting. And I don't know if people are staying away out of protest like they are the NFL games. You now see that ESPN is even talking about getting rid of the NFL, pulling that back. They said they're losing 15,000 subscribers a week. So that is crashing and burning. But take a look at what's happening in Hollywood. The first post-scandal Weinstein Company movie makes $742. No, not $742 million, not $742,000, $742. The Weinstein Company's first post-Harvey scandal film was Amityville, The Awakening. They grossed a minuscule $742 over 10 locations this past Saturday. They knew they had a bomb. They knew they had a stinker. They didn't even put it on more than 10 screens. Meanwhile, though, we saw last week, Suburbicon, as reported many different places, Hollywood Reporter's talking about it, being dead on arrival, just $2.8 million. Why? Because this is a product of a Hollywood that hates America. You know, this is an in-your-face insult to the people who buy tickets to be entertained, just showing their hatred, just like the NFL. So this is basically George Clooney's protest in your face of America, telling us just how rotten and awful 1950s America was. He hates it. He hates white people, even though he is a white person, right? It's the white people who hate the white people the most, the Hollywood established white people. And so this is crashing and burning. Meanwhile, it had very large release. That was on 2,045 screens, and it only got in $2.8 million. So what's going on with Kevin Spacey? Well, they say they've shut this down. The people are very angry with him. I was saying yesterday, look, he came out as homosexual because Hollywood loves homosexuals, so maybe he thought that he could protect himself, but they reacted very differently. They said they accused him of hiding under the rainbow, they said. They accused him of connecting homosexuality with pedophilia. So it backfired big time on him. But of course, there was no secret to the actors that this was going on with Kevin Spacey. Not just the fact that he was homosexual, but the fact that people would be running from him. That was the key issue. If we take a look at Family Guy, and this came back, this was in 2005, 12 years ago. And we have Seth MacFarlane doing a quick little joke about a kid running and screaming about escaping from Kevin Spacey's basement. Here's that clip.
Help! I've escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement! Help me!
Now, that didn't have anything to do with him being homosexual. That has to do with what other people knew about things. Some other stories, more stories about him, he's saying, are going to be coming out. So we're going to wait and see what happens about that. But as they pointed out, he made jokes about Harvey Weinstein back in 2013. See, everybody knows about these guys, everybody in Hollywood, and they go along with it. They don't say anything about it. Now they're starting to say something about it. It's now starting to come out, and that's a good thing. But again, as Rosie O'Donnell said, we all knew about you. I hope more men come forward. Well, if you knew about him, why didn't you say something about it before? Very interesting. And, of course, we did have one person say something about it 2 weeks ago. This is a former U.S. news anchor, Heather Unruh, and she had made claims 2 weeks ago. She had not named Kevin Spacey. She had just said there was an Oscar-winning star who's accused of assaulting the loved one of a TV journalist, essentially saying it's somebody that was in her family. Now she has come out and said, yes, that person was Kevin Spacey. So in the fallout of all of this, we see that House of Cards has been taken down, and everybody seems to be more concerned about that than they are about pedophilia, about little kids having to run away from the basement of Kevin Spacey. And but don't worry, they're going to have a spinoff of this, and they're going to keep this thing going. Meanwhile, Netflix and the House of Cards producers say they didn't know, even though everybody in Hollywood knew, they didn't know. They had no clue as to what was going on. In response to last night's revelations, executives from both of our companies arrived in Baltimore this afternoon to meet with our cast and crew to ensure that they could continue to feel safe and supported. They need to be safe. They're going to be safe. Don't worry, they're going to continue the show in one form or the other for them. And they say, we take reports of such behavior seriously, and this is no exception. Well, did they take reports of this seriously 12 years ago when everybody knew, when they're making jokes on cartoons about it, and yet you cast him in the central role? And how much do they know at House of Cards? I mean, these people really do seem to be in the know about a lot of things. Do you remember back in June when they had the presidential character played by Kevin Spacey go to a Bohemian Grove knockoff? Here's that clip, just to remind you. That was only 4 months ago. Here's the clip where his presidential candidate goes to Bohemian Grove. And as you see this, I'll narrate this for the people watching it. It's a big idol.
Elysium, we honor thee.
They're calling it Elysium. That's the name of this group instead of Bohemian Grove. These guys are carrying torches, or wearing robes. They got a big statue that looks like an owl. And then what you'll see is they have a wax figure, although this is not a child. See, the real thing, they burn a child on the altar. But that's the sacrifice care.
Hail fellowship. Hail crow in his verdant kingdom.
And so they've got this wax figure. It's an adult, not a child, like it is for the real sick individuals with Bohemian Grove. They set it on fire. And then Kevin Spacey's character turns around and looks at the camera and talks to it and tells us why he is there. Coming up. There you see the figure burning.
Yeah. Look around.
Takes the mask off.
Some of the most powerful men in the world are gathered in this clearing. Members of one of our country's most exclusive clubs. Invitation only, unless, of course, you invite yourself. They gather here to seek God between the branches of these magnificent trees. They eat together, they piss next to each other, and they carve up the world like a Sunday roast. This is where the real power is. No women or presidents allowed. The former I am not, the latter I will be again. Because I have managed to reduce a national election down to one state. And while these men here can't swing the votes of an entire nation, one measly state.
All right, we'll come back. We're going to play more of that on the other side. But Vladimir Putin spelled it out in April, even before that. He said the West is controlled by satanic pedophiles. Yep, it is. And so is House of Cards. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We didn't have enough time to get in the comments that Vladimir Putin had said in April. And just understand this sequence here. In April, Putin talks about the West being controlled by satanic pedophiles. In June, we have House of Cards have their fictional presidential character go to a dead-on knockoff of Bohemian Grove. And remember, it was Alex Jones who exposed that years ago, sneaking in there, photographing it. And I guess they based it off of Alex Jones' photographic records there. They have a cremation of care ceremony there, but it's an adult that they're killing. So we're going to get back to that because there's more to look at about what that tells us about the connections of Hollywood and about the inclinations of these people who are in power. But we're at the top of the hour here, and we've got a lot of our stations are on a news break. So for those stations, I want to do some news here, and then we'll get back to the main story, pick that up with our broadcasters in the next segment. Nancy Pelosi came out. I talked about this. She said she is a master legislator. She said, I'm a master legislator. I love it. I consider myself to be a weaver. I have, like I have a loom, and I bring all these different threads together. Yeah, you know, what a tangled web we weave when we first practice to deceive, as they say. And yes, it is a web. It is a net that people like this woman create that stifles our economy and traps us and takes away our liberty. That is exactly what it is like. I mean, make an analogy here. She's like the crazy woman in Tale of Two Cities who's sitting there in the corner knitting and weaving. But yeah, she is like a spider trying to catch us in the net. Now, the good news is, and this is the great appointment, I think the best appointment that President Trump has made, and that's Scott Pruitt at EPA. And he points out that the Obama regulations were a war on business. That's exactly what Nancy Pelosi likes to create, likes to weave. She likes to create this suppressing web that is a war not only on business, but it's a war on freedom, more importantly. Let's couch it in those terms. And it's a war on our ability to have a certain lifestyle that is supported by cheap energy. Understand that your quality of life is dependent upon cheap energy. Not only that, but your life expectancy, the quantity of your life, is enhanced by cheap energy. And they want to take that away. This is an attack on you, personally, individually, and your freedoms. And he points out, he says, in the past administration, this is the director of the EPA now, Scott Pruitt, he says that they've declared war on coal, they've declared war on other industries, trying to take down entire segments of our economy. And he says in past administrations, they created tremendous uncertainty by adopting rules and regulations that were an overreach. Declaring war on any sector of our economy just doesn't make sense at all. But that's exactly what happened with the past administration. The past administration declared a war on coal and fossil fuels, despite the fact that those energy sources are tremendously important to us as a country to generate electricity, to keep costs low, to provide stability for our citizens. Yes, life that we want to live. That's what separates us from third world. That's why they want to turn us into a third world. That's their tactic. That's what Pelosi and Obama and others want to do. Now, we have seen a record surge in atmospheric CO2 in 2016. Does that frighten you? Well, it shouldn't, because even though, as the BBC reports, last year's increase was 50% higher than the average of the past 10 years, researchers say, oh, I see, this is humans. They're generating CO2. Yes, we do generate it. All animals do. It is a natural thing. CO2 is not a poison. It is not a toxin. It does not endanger us. And here's the cognitive dissonance for these people. While CO2 has been surging, the oceans continue to cool. Yes, WhatsUpWithThat.com reports that from the way media and climate scientists portray it, global air temperature, you would think that there's only one place to go, and that's straight to Hades. But no, it's cooling. We have cooling in the oceans, and they predominate. So there is no correlation to global warming, is there? We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Look around. Some of the most powerful men in the world are gathered in this clearing. Members of one of our country's most exclusive clubs. Invitation only, unless, of course, you invite yourself. They gather here to seek God between the branches of these magnificent trees. They eat together, they piss next to each other, and they carve up the world like a Sunday roast. This is where the real power is. No women or presidents allowed. The former I am not, the latter I will be again. Because I have managed to reduce a national election down to one state. And while these men here can't swing the votes of an entire nation, one measly state, well, that they can do. And that's why I'm here.
That was Kevin Spacey, his character on House of Cards, and that was just this last June that they recreated the scenes that Alex Jones broke into Bohemian Grove and filmed. But of course they called it Elysium. But they still had a big altar with an owl-shaped head there. They had a cremation of care ceremony, but instead of burning a little child, which is a hearkening back to the child sacrifices to Moloch that they would do. Of course, you know, if you go back to ancient civilizations, biblical times, they would have the celebrations of sexual promiscuity. And then as many of them would become pregnant with that to the goddess of fertility, then they would have the child sacrifice for prosperity, paralleling what we now have with Planned Parenthood. So, you know, you get pregnant from the celebration of fertility, and then you can get rid of your unwanted children for prosperity by putting them, sacrificing them to Moloch. And they recreate that. Our leaders, our captains of industry, our political leaders, they meet in a grove. They wear hoods like that. They don't let anybody in. And he says, it's an invitation only, unless you invite yourself. That's exactly what Alex Jones did when he broke in there and filmed it. So they recreate that. And he is putting it right there in your face as to what they do. He said they carve up the world like a Sunday roast. This is where real power goes on. And that's why we cover Bilderberg and the other issues, the other places that they don't want to talk about. Of course, they do talk about Davos. They openly parade their power when they go to Davos. And they openly paraded Kevin Spacey. They called him the king of Davos. Remember, we played that for you yesterday. What did he do there? He was there to mock President Trump. And he said, well, the difference between the fictional president that I play on House of Cards and President Trump is that one is a fictional character and the other is a fictional character. Well, it turns out now that the face that was being presented to the world by Kevin Spacey was the real fictional character. We're now learning what that is. But it also brings up troubling issues about House of Cards, because they have been very prescient about what was going to happen in American politics, haven't they? And they also were openly showing this Bohemian Grove. That raised a lot of eyebrows when they put that out there. So look at this. They're just bragging about this. Now, of course, they're now saying, even though everybody in Hollywood is saying, yeah, we all knew about Kevin Spacey, and they were doing cartoons about him 12 years ago with little kids running out saying, help me, I've just escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement. They said, we had no idea at House of Cards about this. We're going to cancel it because we don't want to be associated with this in any way. Let's cut this off real quickly before people start looking very closely at us and what we're doing. But, of course, they're going to keep it going with some kind of a spinoff. Let me tell you something. All Hollywood knew. They don't have a problem with that. They're in your face about it, just like they're in your face about Bohemian Grove. And it's the places like Bohemian Grove and Bilderberg where they don't talk about what they're doing that are more important than the places where they do parade about what they're doing, like Davos. But he was very much a part of the inner establishment. That's why this article that came out in last April, 2 months even before they filmed that scene, before they released that scene, Vladimir Putin said the West is controlled by satanic pedophiles. I wanted to come back to this because I wanted to get more in depth about what he had to say. Back in April of this year, Putin said he remains firm on his original stance that the culture in the West is being manipulated by satanic pedophiles. He's exactly right about that. Can you question that based on what we have seen come out? And if you want to understand just how bad it is, take a look at the documentary, An Open Secret. An Open Secret. It's free. Take a look at it. Educate yourself about how we are being manipulated by satanic pedophiles. Prior to his recent meeting with Donald Trump at this year's G20 meeting, Putin issued a warning that if Trump didn't expose the elite pedophile networks, then Putin would begin naming names. He said, Europe and the West thrive on a culture of pedophilia and Satanism. Looking forward to following his meeting with Trump, though, Putin said that they had set the scene for a new era of cooperation on this, describing their talk as a breakthrough, as a huge step forward in the fight against the current satanic pedophile world order. Interesting, isn't it? We've had so many people busted recently. And we're not talking about just the big profile people. Again, there's been a lot of reports this has happened several times. We've seen law enforcement officers busted as part of this. We've seen this extend to a lot of different areas. President Putin has previously highlighted Satanism and pedophilia as one of the main challenges that face contemporary Russia. He described the normalization of pedophilia as a clear sign of moral degradation creeping throughout Europe and the West. He said, we see many of the Euro-Atlantic countries are actually rejecting their roots, rejecting their Christian values that constitute the basis of Western civilization. The excesses of political correctness have reached the point where people are seriously talking about registering political parties whose aim is to promote pedophilia. And understand, we're not that far away from it. Take a look at the race that's happening in Virginia today. We've got a transgender candidate there. And you've got the NPR stations and Washington Post furious about the fact that the GOP outed this person as a man, because Danica Rome, or however you pronounce his name, is putting himself out as a woman. But they're saying, no, it's a guy dressed as a woman. And then they get upset about this. And NPR says, wait a minute, this person has been unfairly attacked. Danica Rome may be the very first transgender candidate, writes the Washington Post, but she's also the first one who has been misgendered. I'm sorry, that was the NPR that's saying that. The first candidate to be misgendered. I would say misgendered. This is a man who has misgendered himself. That's what's really going on. And what they're just saying is, look, if you think you're voting for a woman, you're not. You're voting for a man who's dressed as a woman. Let's be honest about this. If this guy is going to lie to you about something as basic as that, what else is he going to lie to you about? And so they're just being honest with people. But then, of course, the Democrats, NPR, the Washington Post, they turn this around and say, this is horrible. A new campaign mailer paid for by the Republican Party of Virginia repeatedly refers to Danica Rome, R-E, R-O-E-M. I don't know how to pronounce the name. A transgender woman. No, a transgender man. A man dressed as a woman. Seeking election to the state of House of Delegates as a man. Accuses her of making her identity part of the race. Well, of course she has. You know, don't talk about me being a transgender. But when she talks to another group, she says, I'm your first transgender candidate. See how that goes? She wants it both ways. In so many different ways, right? This is the person one. I'm a man over here, but I'm a woman over here, and then I'm a transgender when I speak to that group. Taking it in every direction. And, of course, we see the same thing happening with the identity politics of the Democrat candidate for governor in Virginia. This is a guy who's making campaign ads showing rednecks and pickup trucks with Ku Klux Klan stuff and saying, oh, look, they got Confederate flags. Trying to play that card with certain groups. But then when he goes into conservative areas, he's got a lieutenant governor who's running with him who is black, and he removes the black man from his flyer when he goes into the conservative area. So he says one thing to one group and another thing to another group, just like this guy who's wearing a dress. That's what happens from the liars who play identity politics. When are we going to throw them out of office? I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, BrainForce. Now BrainForce Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then BrainForce is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, it's Halloween today, and there's no question that many of parts of our country have already entered wintertime. Some of the northern climates already have a great deal of snow has fallen. But we know that it's on the way, and that's why we have put on sale Winter Sun and Silver Bullet. Winter Sun is our vitamin D supplement, and Silver Bullet is our colloidal silver. Both of those are very effective in this time of year when we see a rise in the number of cold and flu. A lot of people can tell you about how dangerous the flu vaccine is. Even people who are cheerleaders for vaccine usage, like mayor who does politically correct, even he says, hey, I would stay away from the flu vaccine stuff. That's bad stuff. And you see the people who brag about it and say, look, we're going to take a flu vaccine. You wind up seeing them later on getting very, very sick because, you know, from your own personal experience, you've seen that happen as well. But you've seen it with celebrities who try to push flu vaccines. There's better ways to do it. There's ways to make your immune system healthier as well as to fight infections without having any adverse side effects. Silver has always been very effective in terms of fighting infection. It is something that has been used since ancient times, and it's also still currently used to fight infections. Still very effective. And so colloidal silver, our silver bullet product, is available at 50% off, and so is Winter Sun, our vitamin D supplement. And of course, we talk about that because it's very well known that a lack of sunlight takes down your vitamin D production. And so people who are during winter, as they see a decrease in their mood, as they see some people have pointed out, it's a seasonal affective disorder. They call it SAD. Happens when people experience a low mood during winter months because they don't get much light or sunshine. This is not just being depressed because you're staying indoors. This is having a depressed mood because of physiological factors, because of a vitamin D deficiency. And they've also found in a double-blind placebo, they found that randomized clinical trial that was published just last year in the Journal of Medicine found that vitamin D supplementation significantly improved fatigue levels. So it has a lot of different things that are very important. It helps you to, helps to boost your immune system. It helps to boost your mood. It helps to, fight fatigue that many people suffer from that is chronic. It also helps your body to assimilate calcium and other things if you're trying to, fight osteoporosis. And so you can get that right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can get 16% off our vitamin mineral fusion drink with the code VITA10. That's VITA10. Now 16% off vitamin mineral fusion drink mix. It's a great way to get vitamin and mineral supplementation, a wide variety of supplements without taking a lot of pills. And that's now 16% off with the code at checkout VITA10. There's something that's been happening that we haven't paid much attention to. And that is we have Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Defense Secretary Mattis going before the Senate and saying that they need to have the authorization for the use of military force that was put in place in 2001 that gave them worldwide authority, they said, to declare war anywhere at any time. And now people are saying, wait a minute, we don't like the way that this looks. And they're saying, well, if you decide to pass a new authorization for the use of military force, it should be unlimited in time and geographic reach. Tillerson said yesterday that the Congress should not time constrain their ability to conduct war, and it must not be geographically restricted. There you go. Just in case you didn't understand, we have an American empire that wants to go to war perpetually, anywhere, at any time, without making a reason for it, without getting the authorization of Congress. And Rand Paul had this to say.
That administrations, Republican and Democrat, come to us and say they believe in unlimited Article II power to execute war. What should surprise and worry us, though, is that it seems like they also argue that they have virtually unlimited power to initiate and to execute war. And that's where the real problem comes here. I'm pretty much like everybody else. Execute the war. I don't want to have you restrained. Rules of engagement. I want to engage and kill the enemy. But initiation of the war was given to us. Madison wrote that the executive branch is the branch most prone to war, and therefore with studied care we gave that power to the legislature. And so while some would argue, well, we can just not appropriate money, that becomes very difficult. Even in Vietnam, nobody wanted to cut off the money because no one wants to be accused of not giving money to soldiers in the field. So our real only chance of preventing war is not to initiate the war. The problem we have with you coming forward to us and saying, my goodness, you will not even tell us that we're not going to have preventative war or preemptive war with North Korea. This sends a signal, not just that we're willing to do first strike, but what signal does it send to enemies of other nuclear powers, enemies of Russia, enemies of China, enemies of Pakistan, of India, that we're reserving the right, if we don't like what weapon you have and we think it might reach us, we may as well just take you out. I mean, look, Pakistan and India are pointed at each other. You got Israel pointed at Saudi Arabia, pointed at Iran. You have all of these enemies, and if we're going to assert that, yes, we have the right and the will and we will take preemptive war against a nuclear power, I think that's very troublesome. But if we want to fix it, we should fix it. You know, we complain administrations want to take too power. We should reassert our power. It's not just us. It's been generation after generation of Congress just acquiescing in this. And while I applaud the AUMF that's being put forward as asserting our authority, if it doesn't limit the authority of the executive, I'm not sure we're a lot better. My problem, the executive branch thinks it's too restrictive.
All right, let's hold it there. Wound up, and he goes on for a full 7 minutes. And he is absolutely, totally right. You don't want to pull resources away from a war, from the soldiers who are in the field, once it started. And so once they get this thing started, you can't stop it. The question is, are we going to do this the right way? Are we going to make sure that we have a goal in mind, that we have a definition of what winning is? Are we going to do it according to the Constitution? Does the rule of law matter anymore? And, of course, he's also right about the fact that Congress has abdicated its authority on this. We say, well, we don't care. Let the president decide. We'll just let him get us into a war wherever. That needs to stop. But there's another aspect of this that is even more troubling, and that is when Tillerson and Mattis say that the president doesn't have permission from Congress to attack North Korea, but it doesn't matter. He doesn't need it. Because they've got nuclear weapons. Do you understand how dangerous that is? That's what Rand Paul was addressing there. The assertion from Tillerson and Mattis that the mere possession of nuclear weapons is all the president needs to launch a first strike. What would have happened during the Cold War if we'd had that kind of an attitude? Right? That would have been very, very, very concerning. And that's the issue that we have right now. We have to have this discussion. And we have to get back to a position where we are deliberate about it, where we discuss the purpose of war, where we come at it from the standpoint of a just war. You know, today is the 500th anniversary of the beginning of the Reformation. It's when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of a cathedral in Wittenberg. We need to always be reforming our institutions, whether they are political or religious. They always need to be examined. We always need to be going back to what was the purpose of this organization. What is the purpose of the American government? Is it to be an empire? Is it to be the world's policeman? Or is it to maintain the liberty and the safety and security of Americans? Is that served by these unending wars everywhere? That we don't even bother to get authorization for, that we don't even bother to make the Christian statement of, is this a just war or not? No, we don't care about just wars. We just want war. That's what we're seeing from the deep state. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
This week, the FBI released over 1,500 heavily redacted documents concerning the Sandy Hook investigation. In many cases, entire pages are redacted, but unredacted portions of the Sandy Hook documents continue to support the narrative. 20-year-old shooter Adam Lanza was a lonely, tech-savvy high school dropout, an experienced shooter with an interest in weapons, a functioning autistic with a personality disorder, and a recluse who liked to play video games all day. But there's one key update on page 41. A source told agents that Lanza, while in the ninth grade, was visited at his home by either CIA or FBI agents after hacking a government computer system. The source said authorities told Nancy Lanza that if her son was that smart, he could have a job with them someday. InfoWars has the documents. Read them right now. They're posted in their entirety at the article, FBI Releases Heavily Redacted Sandy Hook Investigation Docs. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. It's Halloween. I'm David Knight, and of course, playing the old themes from the Universal Monster movies, as I pointed out last week. And it was all in good fun. But things have taken a turn for the worse, haven't they, in film? I remember when I used to enjoy all the old Universal monster movies, the mummy who is slowly chasing people, dragging one foot behind him. It's like, oh, okay, that's kind of creepy, but of course he couldn't catch me type of thing. But then it turned kind of dark, didn't it? Then they started doing films that were from the perspective of the killer. And then they started getting very graphic about it. You know, quite frankly, as I get older, I don't take any joy in death or dismemberment. I don't want to see that graphically portrayed. It's just too real. I understand it really happens, and I don't like to see it. I don't see it as a fantasy that I enjoy, and I don't identify with the killers. And so it's taken a very dark turn, like so much in our society has. You know, we had Vladimir Putin saying last April that the West is ruled by elite satanic pedophiles. Talking about that. And when I look at that, I think about Halloween. I don't want to be a politically correct killjoy here. And I know that you can celebrate, you can dress up in all these costumes. And again, you dress in any costume that you want. I don't care. I've had these people saying, oh, don't dress as a Disney Hawaiian princess if you're not Hawaiian, because you're culturally appropriating her, and it's inappropriate to do that. And you got people attacking the statue of Teddy Roosevelt, so I guess they'd attack you if you're dressed as Teddy Roosevelt or whatever. They're pulling down statues everywhere. Or if you really want to get people PO'd, you can dress up like white privilege. The guy with a crown and privilege across, he's all white content and got his face painted white. So, yeah, fine. You want to dress like a white person? Go ahead. You know, we never meant it as an attack on Indians. The schools that I used to go to, when I went to junior high school, we were the Warriors. And then the school that just right down the street from it, they were the Chiefs. And there was a respect for that. I mean, in Florida, they had the Seminoles of Florida State University. And people got all ticked off about that. And the Seminole tribe said, wait a minute, we consider that to be an honor. We don't want you to change the name. And we never meant it as a dishonor. And we dressed as Indians in the groups and so forth and had the mascots. It was never a dishonor. I find it dishonoring when you've got parents like the ones in Chapel Hill who are saying, we want a Halloween without any costumes that have guns or anything. It's like, this is like a Toy Story. I love the Toy Story films. I thought they were great. Very sentimental, very sweet, groundbreaking in so many different ways, but they took the gun away from the sheriff. Come on. It's like, you know, we saw that agenda and that used to always tick me off. Still does when I think about it. So, you know, I don't want to be a killjoy on the other side about this stuff, but when I look at it and we think about the fact that the world is ruled by elite satanic pedophiles, and what does Halloween say for us? And we got our kids going door to door, on this dark day, where everybody is dressing up like ghouls and goblins and devils and so forth. They're going door to door, getting candy from people. I mean, is this modeling pedophilia or what? So, I mean, there's other ways to celebrate it, and you can certainly, do it in a way that, you know, just be understanding about what you're doing. And, you know, when we look at situations like this elementary school canceling it because they say, well, we're just going to call it Black and Orange Spirit Day. I mean, it's like, well, all right, you know, as a Christian, maybe I don't want to participate in that. Maybe I would rather celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation as a Christian or whatever. I mean, do your own thing, right? But think about what you're doing with people. And when we go back and we look at the old horror stories, you know, one of the themes about it, and this is something that's been talked about by Reuters in a special report, the market for human bodies. And it was always a theme in the old Universal stories. It began with Frankenstein, where they would go in and they would dig up bodies for scientific research, and not everybody stitched them together and tried to reanimate them. There were a lot of movies about the body snatchers. They'd sometimes call them resurrectionists because they would dig up these bodies. It was forbidden to experiment on human bodies. But as they point out, there's some legitimate reasons that medical professionals need to have human bodies. They simply cannot simulate this with an artificial body, the types of things that they need to do as even, say, an anesthesiologist. They need to be able to get the tactile feeling of operating on a body. It's very important for the medical community to be able to do that. So we understand that. But then there's this weird trade in bodies that nobody knows about. Now, when Reuters reports on it, they want it regulated. Maybe they need to regulate it, but maybe they just need to explain to people what's going on. Because they begin the story about this Southern Nevada donor services, and they offered grieving families a way to eliminate expensive funeral costs and free cremation in exchange for donating a loved one's body to advance medical studies. But outside of their suburban warehouse, they said the circumstances were far from comforting. In the fall of 2015, neighboring tenants began to complain about a mysterious stench. and body boxes that they found in a dumpster. Health inspectors found a man in medical scrubs holding a garden hose. He was thawing a frozen human torso in the midday sun. As he sprayed the remains, bits of tissue and blood were washed into the gutters, said a state health report. Now, they didn't have anything to charge the guy with except some minor pollution issues. And then it talks about the market for transplants. They say thousands of Americans donate their bodies in the belief that they're contributing to science, but it's a largely unregulated and unknown business. And they bring in some parallels to organ donations. And you know, there was a story just a couple of weeks ago about a man who was blocked from giving his kidney to his son because he had violated his parole. And so all these people were volunteering to give it. And we had a lot of people talk about how the organ shortage could be solved if we would allow some compensation for the people who are doing the donation. It wouldn't necessarily create a bad issue, a situation where people are selling off body parts or getting body parts illicitly. As a matter of fact, I think it would actually cut down on that market. We have to understand that there is a thriving market in body parts coming out of China. They will take prisoners, many of them who have been in prison just because of their religious beliefs, and they will harvest their organs and sell them in a black market. Why? Because we don't allow a real market, an open market, to exist. So when you prohibit something and there is a demand for it, you're going to get a black market. And it's going to look much, much worse than any market that would be regulated. So I think that's one of the takeaways from this. If you would allow people to get some compensation for donating bodies, then that would help to alleviate the supply. And you would have not a situation where some of these dodgy individuals are saying, we'll give you a free burial for your loved ones because you don't have any money. And then they make thousands of dollars off of donating this. Let the people who are making the donations get a little bit of money out of that. Let the people who are donating organs get a little bit of money out of that. We think about a situation where there is an accident and people are confronted with this and they still haven't been able to accept the fact that their loved one is dead, and then people are asking for body parts. At least in some cases, I have to believe that if there was some compensation that would be shared, because of course the hospitals are going to make a lot of money off of this, the doctors are going to make a lot of money off of this, but you are expected to donate that without any compensation at all. And that's part of where the bottleneck in parts come in. And as I say, when they look at these bodies, yes, you do need to have a market here. Surgeons say they can't get this experience simply with a mannequin. I think it's a lesson that we need to understand when we look at drug prohibition. You know, we just had Jeff Sessions say that they're going to crack down on medical marijuana growers, even in states that have legalized it. This was in an interview that he had with Hugh Hewitt. And he said, a lot of states are simply breaking the law. And a lot of money is being made and banked, said Hugh Hewitt. This is why I don't call myself a conservative, that attitude. And he said, just one RICO prosecution of one producer and the banks that serviced them would shut all this down. And Sessions said, well, I don't think it would be that easy, but you have to understand that this is a violation of the current federal laws, and they are in defiance of that. You know what would shut down the war on drugs is if we had an attorney general like Jeff Sessions who actually enforced the Constitution instead of an illegal war on drugs that violated the Constitution, violated the 10th Amendment and the 9th Amendment. That would shut down the war on drugs. You wouldn't do RICO statute prosecution. That would shut it down. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to take a look at another horror story that has come out of Syria, as we have taken out the headquarters of ISIS, the caliphate's headquarters in Raqqa. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have 50% off BrainForce Plus, and we have 30% off Super Male Vitality, some of our most popular products. And as I've mentioned before, BrainForce Plus is my favorite supplement because it focuses my mind. It helps my recall. Also, we have Anthroplex, 50% off. Silver Bullet and Winter Sun, as I've been telling you, are both now 50% off. Kind of, I guess you could say, our winter sale. Vitamin D supplement, Winter Sun, 50% off. And Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, is also 50% off. And we have 16% off of Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. A great way to take your essential vitamins and minerals without having to swallow a lot of pills. It's a great tasting drink mix, or you can mix anything that you want to with it. And don't have to swallow a lot of pills. You can get 16% off right now with the code at checkout, VITA10. That's VITA10. It was 10% off last week, and we've increased that now to 16% off for Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at checkout when you enter the code VITA10. I was talking in the last segment about this series of investigative reports being done by Reuters, talking about, hey, in the market for human bodies, almost anyone can sell the dead. Well, that sounds very Halloweenish. Sounds very sensational. Look, the reality is that when we talk about organ donors and we talk about body donors, the operative term here is donors. Why do they say donors? Because the people who give up their organs, the people who give up the bodies of their loved ones for medical science are not getting a cent. See, what's being hidden from the public is the fact that a few people are making a great deal of money off of this. The vast amounts of money that are being made off of these, especially off of organ donations. And by hiding that, they can keep a lot of that money. They don't have to share it with the donors or the donor families. And so they can keep all the money for themselves. And then what that does is that creates a shortage that many times will cost people's lives if they can't get the organs that they need. And it also creates a very dangerous black market. That's what prohibition always does. And so the solution to this is not to sensationalize it, not to regulate it and still keep it as free, but to let people know what is going on and to give people financial incentives to participate in this. And no matter, you know, you're never going to have a perfect solution. Yes, some people will abuse it. But it is not to the extent that it is being abused now. And understand that where it is coming from when you see these exhibits like Body in Motion and stuff. I mean, they're getting, you know, the plasticized bodies. Just look into where that is coming from. And some of the stories that have come out about that donated bodies having bullet holes. I mean, we know that this is coming from executed prisoners in many cases. But I want to talk about now something else that has come out that has a very Halloweenish title. Secrets of the Black Stadium inside ISIS's House of Horror. And this is something that came out of the Daily Beast a little while ago. Let's give a little bit of a background effect here. The municipal stadium was always called the Black Stadium, even when it was a soccer stadium because of the concrete construction. But once ISIS took over, it took on a whole new meaning. It became an arena for horror for the ISIS state. What they did was they used this soccer stadium as a prison, as an execution site, as a torture site. And as some of the people who were living in that area said, before we would play football matches, before it came under the control of ISIS. It was used as a prison. 80% of the people that were imprisoned here were killed, he says. In the locker rooms, the showers, the gym beneath the stadium, they created cells and torture chambers for their feared security arm known as the Omni. You can still find graffiti written by prisoners and fighters. Some of it is in Russian, some of it is in Arabic, and some of it is in English. And if you're reading it, they say, they put in English, they said, if you're reading this, there's four main reasons why you're here. Number one, you did the crime and you were caught red-handed. Number two, using Twitter, instead of Twitter, using Twitter or GPS locations, or having GPS locations even switched on your phone. They'd throw you in jail. They would imprison you. They say also uploading photos and videos from sensitive Wi-Fi internet locations. Or you might just be a suspect off of the street, and the police have a good reason for doing this. So it doesn't matter whether you did it or not. This is what's written on the wall. It doesn't matter whether you did it or not. The ISIS police have a good reason to bring you here. Yeah, if we even suspect you, you're going to be here in prison, and we're going to torture you. We're going to execute you. One of the individuals himself was arrested several times. He said he spent 5 days there. He said, I couldn't talk to anyone. They were hitting people with tires. They were hanging people from the roof. People from Tunisia were responsible for the torturing. In the prison beneath the stadium, we see iron cables, plastic straps used to tie people down. Other reporters have come across primitive exercise machines that were turned into bloodied instruments of torture. And there's still the smell of human death. So many of these people, they had flyers going around saying they were still there. They said they're covered with deaths, but they show the many punishments that they would carry out for spying, for homosexuality, and for theft. And of course, that is the crime that ISIS was shutting down. Now, we have seen the collapse of the caliphate, their physical location. And of course, Raqqa has been thoroughly destroyed with this. And you know, when we look at the real monsters that we need to be worried about in the U.S., I think we need to pull up a picture of that monster who is currently still in the U.S. Senate. You know, one of the good things about the fact that we still have John McCain with us, I think, in my opinion, is that he is able to, there he is, there's the guy. That was deliberately set up on Time Magazine where they lit him underneath, right? You've seen that picture even if you're not getting the video feed. The picture of John McCain lit from below, just like a Universal monster. Universal Studios monster. But he is a Universal monster. I guess you could call him a globalist monster. And the shadow behind him. That's a shadow government behind him. Yeah, that's the kind of guy that he is. And I think the good thing is, I'm glad that he was around to see the failure of his regime change. Now, there was an interesting document that came out. Mint Press talks about it. They say The Intercept published a document that came out of the Ed Snowden leaks 3 years ago. They just published this. And they said, if they would have put this out sooner, we could have seen far less death and destruction in the Syrian war. They say on Tuesday, this will be last Tuesday, The Intercept published a hitherto unknown document from the trove of the NSA documents leaked by Ed Snowden over 3 years ago. This is coming from Mint Press News. They say the document was notable as it shed light on the early days of the Syrian conflict and the fact that for the past 6 years, so many so-called revolutionary groups aimed at toppling the Syrian regime of Assad have largely acted as proxies for foreign governments pushing regime change. Now, of course, we knew that. We've been saying that all along. It isn't any secret that John McCain and the so-called moderate rebels that he's been meeting with are radicals, that their whole purpose has been regime change. I mean, we've been told that years before this happened, that there was a list. Remember, General Clark said that. He said, we got a list of people that we're going to take out. And, of course, Syria was on the list. And this is a war that was fought for regime change. It was a war that was brought in by outsiders who wanted to do the same thing to Syria that they had done to Libya. But the point is that if we had seen this document, anything that we can point to as a document can help to shut that down. And what the document shows is that the Free Syrian Army had informed the U.S. government of what they were going to be doing, and they were working very closely with Saudi Prince Salman bin Sultan, the guy who is the right-hand man of the CIA. He's always there in Washington, and that goes back to our petrodollar alliance, but the fact that the CIA and the Saudi intelligence agencies are indistinguishable from each other. He had ordered the FSA to light up Damascus, to flatten the city's civilian airport, and it cost at least 60 lives. But the implication of this document that was not released is significant, they say, because it offers the clearest proof in the form of official U.S. government documents that detail direct relationships between the armed Syrian opposition and the foreign governments. You know, the people that that monster John McCain was meeting with? See, that's the death and destruction that is unnecessary that he leaves in his wake. And then they take The Intercept to task for saying that they inaccurately claimed that it didn't cause any casualties, but did. It caused 60 people to die. Secondly, they state that the 2011 uprising in Syria was organic. It wasn't. It was engineered. And the largest oversight of all is to fail to mention the U.S.'s role in funding this and their complicity in this because of the documents that they have. And so this is how this happens. And if you think this is over, understand that the Saudis are now planting the seeds of radical Wahhabism now back there in Raqqa. So it hasn't ended. It's just a different sect, a different murderous sect there. And if you think the Saudi Arabia is somehow turning into a modern state, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that will be allowed to happen, even if this crown prince is sincerely wanting to do it. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient and ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said, there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, sometimes the news isn't all dark. Sometimes it isn't all about torture in a black stadium. Let's take a look at what just happened with the mayor of San Juan, who got into a fight with President Trump. Remember, she did the press conference complaining about the fact that there hadn't been any relief efforts, and she had pallets full of material that had been sent to them that was stuck on the docks because the people there in San Juan, Puerto Rico, were not getting it to anybody. She's standing there in front of the products that she's not distributing to anybody. And of course, there's real reasons for it. They had roads that were washed out and so forth, but there were a lot of things that were happening, but it wasn't President Trump's fault that she wasn't doing anything with this stuff. So you could have done an Onion parody on that. But instead, the Onion did a different parody and she bought into it. You know, the Onion parody site, you know, read it and weep. this is the mayor of San Juan who is criticizing President Trump. She deleted this tweet, but she was responding to an article. And here's the article from The Onion. Again, this is The Onion. They say, Nabisco baffled after Trump administration gives it $200 million contract to rebuild Puerto Rico's roads. Utterly perplexed as to how they were chosen for the massive project, Nabisco executives reportedly were baffled Thursday after the Trump administration gave it a $200 million contract to rebuild Puerto Rico's roads. Although we are honored, they said, the president has awarded us this generous contract to help the people of Puerto Rico rebuild their transportation infrastructure. We honestly have no idea how to do this. We contacted the White House and they just said, figure it out. And then so supposedly the Onion is saying these executives at Nabisco, then say, well, in its entire history, this country has only ever produced cookies and crackers, but I guess we can give it a shot for all those Puerto Ricans who desperately need assistance. At press time, Nabisco's team was evaluating whether Nilla wafers or Oreos would be better building materials for the muddy, sandy terrain of San Juan, Puerto Rico. And so the mayor of San Juan sees this and she tweets out, who's in charge to do something like this? And I guess we need to come back and say, who have you put in charge of San Juan, Puerto Rico? Who have the voters there put in charge when she thinks that the president has put out a contract to have Nabisco rebuild the roads of Puerto Rico with either Oreos or Nilla wafers? And then almost as absurd is this news out of Baltimore. As they see the murder count rising, and it is rising there as it is in most gun-free zones like Chicago, they're having a record increase in murders. They have now declared a ceasefire. They have a poster, says Baltimore ceasefire, and they're doing it from November the 3rd to the 5th. So that's good because that means that they're going to shut down the Antifa people, right? And the poster says, nobody kill anybody. I guess that's going to work, right? You just hope nobody kill anybody. It reminds me of this anti-murder PSA parody. And let's roll that for people so they can hear it. Starts out with a guy, and go ahead and roll it. He's sweeping. Camera pans up. And
hello,
he's...
mate. Of course, we all get a bit annoyed every now and again, but at the end of the day, come on, it's just not worth it, is it? So do yourself a favor. Don't murder someone. Of course, I'm no saint. We wouldn't be human unless we filled up with hate every now and again. But, come on, be fair. No matter how annoying someone gets, don't cut them to bits. And I should know. That's right. I'm in prison. These are bars.
That's a big reveal.
You've got
yeah.
it. Do you see? I was in prison all along. They won't let me out because I've done a murder.
All right, so maybe That's- they should take that PSA as part of their Nobody Kill Anybody ceasefire in Baltimore. I'm sure that would be very effective. Maybe they can run that on all the television stations. You know, come on, we all get upset from time to time, but let's just not cut each other into bits, okay? Let's just do that for 3 days. And you got to ask yourself, if the ceasefire is going to be effective, why would you only do it for 3 days? Why not make it the whole month of November? This is insanity. This is your insane government at work. Yeah, Nabisco is going to rebuild the roads in Puerto Rico, and Baltimore is going to stop the murders with their Nobody Kill Anybody ceasefire campaign. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, BrainForce, now BrainForce Plus. There's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then BrainForce is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Of course, that's Richard Burton, and he's reading the opening to The War of the Worlds. There's a great audio production of that that they used him to narrate. But when you listen to that, is the threat that we face today from extraterrestrials, as we had put forward in the novel The War of the Worlds, and of course that's a big Halloween staple this time of year. It was something that frightened everybody. They believed that that was very possible. Maybe that's not the most imminent threat to us, however. You know, when we look at people who have superior intelligence, say superior intelligence is watching us. You know, we just had the last couple of weeks, we had the report, Google's AI has been watching human behavior on YouTube. So it is studying us, right? Artificial intelligence, this super intelligence that they say that they're creating that may take over the world and come after humans, is binge watching us. Kind of a parallel, isn't it, to the War of the Worlds, a superior intelligence who is watching our every move, envious of what we have, desiring to take us over. Except that I don't think that the real threat is the AI that is binge-watching us. I think the real threat are the elite individuals who are behind the robots, who are behind that technology. I think that is the far more imminent threat than having some kind of a Skynet where somehow, you know, instantaneously makes the jump to self-conscious awareness and shuts down society. I think what we're looking at is companies like Google and others who want to use their leverage in robots against humanity. They want to confine us to their robot cars, take away our ability to move about independently, freely, privately. They want to control us and turn us into serfs who don't own anything. They want to confine us into their cities like little lab rats. And they, of course, monitor our every move through everything that happens on the internet. That is the fastest growing part of the intelligence community, geospatial intelligence, where they gather intelligence from our activity. That's activity-based intelligence. Or they have human domain analytics, where they look at what people are doing in certain regions. They map you by your political belief, by your religious belief, how you interact to their stories. So those are the people who, whether or not they are superhuman intelligence, they certainly see themselves as elitists, and they have this ability to manipulate the public in a very controlling way. That's the thing that we should really be concerned about, not the ads that were taken out on Facebook that amount to 0.0004% of what people saw. That's what we're supposed to get concerned about. The report that Facebook had 126 million impressions, that was about 0.4% that they had there. And, of course, there's the other threat that Putin warned us about a couple of weeks ago, not just the satanic pedophile elite who are ruling the West, but also the developing weapons race in terms of genetic engineering of soldiers. That's something we don't talk about a great deal. We talk a great deal about the control grid that they have in terms of their robots, in terms of their technology, but think about how this can rapidly get out of control. As President Putin was saying, scientists are close to breaking the genetic code. Of course, they have. They have CRISPR, which can modify animals, and they're, of course, doing this already to a great deal. There was a story a couple of weeks ago how CRISPR, and that's the acronym that they use for the gene editing software that they have, was going to give us fat-free bacon. So I guess CRISPR really does give you CRISPR bacon. But also, the idea that we are going to create humans who feel no fear, no pain, who have superhuman strength, that's another threat. And understand we're talking about all of this stuff, whether we're talking about autonomous killing machines or whether we're talking about genetically engineered super soldiers, which they put out in a positive way with Captain America as they're already developing the capabilities of this stuff. Whether we're talking about any of those strategies, the swarms of drones on the battlefield, the autonomous killing machines, Putin is talking about this because everyone knows that this is happening. And they don't really know how to deal with it. Because if they don't do anything, if Russia doesn't do anything, or if America doesn't do anything, then the other side, whatever the other side is, can get leverage that they can use. That's the way that you get an arms race. It's the way we got the nuclear arms race. And now we're going to have an arms race that is going to be focused around autonomous killing machines, around genetically modified humans. And that is something that we should all be very much afraid of, every bit as much, if not more so, than the nuclear arms race. And when you look at what they're doing with robots and their, as we see in the holiday pictures, we've got RoboCops in busy city centers, and this is throughout Europe, but especially in China, where they're pushing this. You've got the Saudi prince who is granting citizenship to a robot, giving it more rights than he gives to women in his country, quite frankly. It remains to be seen whether anybody in Saudi Arabia, as he designs this city where he's going to have robots and self-driving cars, I guess nobody there will have the right to drive. He brags about the fact that he's going to give the right to drive to women. I guess before that'll happen, perhaps he's hoping that he'll have autonomous cars that'll be creeping along at a snail's pace, and nobody will be allowed to have cars. But also, it's not just him doing this with a Disney type of animatronics, We also have the homeland of Skype, Estonia. And they mentioned that as being the homeland of Skype because most people don't think of Estonia as being a technological center. And they're not necessarily a technological center. They are the cyber defense center of NATO. But now the economics ministry is grasping at what they're going to do with machines. Are they going to give them citizenship? And they're serious about this. This isn't just a gimmick like it was with the Saudi prince. They're going to say, well, we've got increased automation and we got regulatory issues for self-driving cars and drones. So I think we're going to have to give some kind of legal legal considerations to robot agents. So it'll be somewhere between a human and a machine. And as I was talking to Alexander Dugin, I thought he was spot on last week when he said what they've done, and we were talking about this earlier in Virginia, the Virginia race, erasing the distinction between man and woman, as we have this Democrat who, when it's convenient to him, he presents himself as a woman. But in other scenarios, he presents himself as a transgender individual, but he says, don't out me as a transgender individual. If you tell people I'm transgender, then that's an offense. I've been misgendered, misgendered. Well, it's really MS-gendered. But he uses it when it's to his advantage. But they want to eliminate the distinction between man and woman. That's what the gender fluidity is about. It's also, as they push it to our kids in kindergarten and elementary school, they're trying to get past the idea that there is some age of consent. Because if you can decide that you're going to be a different gender as a kindergartner, then there is no age of consent. They can make that kind of a decision about what sex they are. They can make an informed decision about having sex. And we know that's not true. But as we see that confusion that is being pushed on people about male and female, Alexander Dugin was exactly right. He said the next thing to come is to present a confusion between man and machine. And, of course, that is now being talked about in Estonia. It's being pushed in Saudi Arabia. No distinction between the two. And how is that going to come about? It's going to come about with the sex robots that they keep pushing on everybody. If you accept that as something that is normal, you will accept anything. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joseph Bannister, an IRS whistleblower. I'm David Knight. Stay with us. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight. Before we get to our interview with Joseph Bannister, an IRS whistleblower, I want to remind you of some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program and everything that we do at InfoWars. And we have discounted some of our most popular products 50% off. Several of them 50% off. We have BrainForce Plus 50% off. We have Anthroplex 50% off. Silver Bullet and Winter Sun. Silver Bullet is our colloidal silver product. That is 50% off. And Winter Sun, our vitamin D supplement, is also 50% off. You can find 50% off all Emrix Essentials. And, of course, that's our line of GMO-free organic household products. Things like bug repellent and things like that, all 50% off. And you can get 16% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at checkout when you enter the code VITA10, that's VITA10, to get 16% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix. That gives you a broad cross-section of vital minerals and vitamins. You can get that in a drink mix so you don't have to swallow a lot of pills, and you can now get 16% of that with the code VITA10. Joining us now is Joseph Bannister. He's the only IRS Criminal Investigation Division special agent that has ever investigated allegations that the IRS illegally administers and enforces the federal income tax. I wanted to get him on because of what we're seeing with the IRS commissioner, who has now been replaced by President Trump. We had members of Congress send a letter to the Justice Department, to President Trump, saying, replace this guy, back in March. Nothing happened until just now. And, of course, it isn't that he's necessarily been replaced. They just haven't renewed his contract. They put these guys in for a five-year term, and he was appointed by Obama. They were supposedly going to clean up the act of the IRS after Lois Lerner and others had come after Tea Party groups. We saw that corruption. We saw the obstruction of justice, the destruction of evidence. Doesn't that sound familiar? Where have we heard that before? Yeah, it seems to be a recurring theme in Washington, D.C., doesn't it? But, of course, nothing was done. He was allowed to serve out the 5 years without doing anything at all about the crimes committed by the IRS in terms of politically targeting conservative groups. under the Obama administration. Nothing was done. And nothing has been done to fire him. Quite frankly, they've just, they're going to replace him instead of continuing to have him in place. And I think it's totally an outrage. And I'm curious to see what Joseph Bannister thinks about this, having been an IRS agent, having seen this up close. So joining us now is Joseph Bannister. You can find him at his website, agentfortruth.com. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Bannister.
Thank you, David. A big fan of yours, and thank you for all you and the crew do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Big fan of yours, too. I tell you what, anytime anybody goes up against the establishment as a whistleblower, that takes the most courage of anything you can imagine. I mean, you talk about the peer pressure, the economic pressure, the threats that the system brings against you. I have nothing but admiration for somebody who would speak the truth as they see it and come out and talk about what they have seen and try to educate the public, because everything that our government does now is kept secret. And the only way that we get any information about any wrongdoing by the government is when we have people like you come out and inform us. That's the only way that we ever get any sunlight as to what's going on in the dark state. What do you make of the, I want to talk about your history and what you found there and what happened with you. But first of all, I want to get your comments on this whole thing with the Tea Party scandal and the fact that we're now finally getting rid of Koskinen, but no imprisonment, no charges brought against any of these people in the IRS for what they did against the Tea Party groups.
Well, I unfortunately, it's par for the course, David. It's so typical of IRS personnel to not, they don't even get a hand slap, frankly, when it comes to their wrongdoing. And throughout the research that I did back in the late 90s, that's what I was seeing historically, was how egregious the IRS abuses were and how little was done, how little accountability they had. And the the little accountability seemed to result from never any punishment being meted out against these IRS officials. And it's almost like, well, we wouldn't want to do that because that's actually the purpose of the IRS, is to control people, break laws, keep everybody in line. And so, of course, these are some of the issues that I came across and realized, gee, my parents didn't raise me to steal from people or help others steal from people, and realize I wasn't in the right place at all.
You know, it's very easy to do that, too, when we have a law that is that complicated. We've had, I forget who it was that said it, but they said a law that is sufficiently complex is the same as having no law at all, because if nobody understands it, and nobody does because of the tens of thousands of pages of regulations, then it's very easy for somebody to just rule as a tyrant. They say, well, I interpret the law in this particular way, and I find you in violation of it. It's kind of a Kafka environment that we've created here. And as you pointed out, it's a means of control. Nobody knows if they are safe in that kind of regulatory environment.
Right. And the Tea Party scandal is just one more huge example of how the IRS is used as a club to swing at anybody that is not part of the swamp, shall we say, to use today's terminology. Presidential candidates, congressmen, judges, state officials, local officials. We can always pull out that IRS card and see what you've been doing with your tax situation. So I've, of course, been lamenting for years. When the IRS scandals first broke, I was did some media, like on Fox, and I pointed out, you can be sure that this will show that the people at the very top of the IRS were doing this. And they blamed it on a couple of country bumpkins in Cincinnati. And I said, no, you'll find that when the evidence comes out, it will go straight to the top. And of course it did. Not that I have any kind of a crystal ball, but it's really endemic in the IRS and the bureaucracy, and as President Trump calls it, the swamp, where this is a day-to-day business.
And I think it was very interesting in this particular case, because, you know, in most cases, you know, if something happens to a million people, it's just a statistic, as Stalin said. But if it happens to one individual, it's a tragedy. Yet there's been many individual tragedies at the hands of the IRS. And in this particular case, we were able to see what was happening because we didn't have to get caught up in the minutiae of details of somebody's individual tax return. We could see that this was a broad, politically based persecution. We could see how the IRS was being used politically to come after individual groups. And then we could see how they were obstructing justice, how when people asked for the records, they said, oh, you know, we just lost those records. They would never accept that from an individual. We could see the hypocrisy. We could see the special privilege. We could see the corruption that was not being prosecuted. And, of course, that means that it is systemic.
Right. I remember how, I guess, John Koskinen, this commissioner that's outgoing, he was it took until June of 2015 for him to be threatened with criminal contempt or contempt of court if they didn't get those documents to the court. Why didn't the judge do that first off?
Exactly. And that was 3 years after he had taken office. And so now he's not going to be renewed in office, but, you know, there's still no justice done when we allow this type of corruption to become systemic. We have to do a reformation of our government on this October 31st. Anyways, we'll be right back with Joseph Bannister. I'm David Knight.
This week, the FBI released over 1,500 heavily redacted documents concerning the Sandy Hook investigation. In many cases, entire pages are redacted, but unredacted portions of the Sandy Hook documents continue to support the narrative. 20-year-old shooter Adam Lanza was a lonely, tech-savvy high school dropout, an experienced shooter with an interest in weapons, a functioning autistic with a personality disorder, and a recluse who liked to play video games all day. But there's one key update on page 41. A source told agents that Lanza, while in the ninth grade, was visited at his home by either CIA or FBI agents after hacking a government computer system. The source said authorities told Nancy Lanza that if her son was that smart, he could have a job with them someday. InfoWars has the documents. Read them right now. They're posted in their entirety at the article, FBI Releases Heavily Redacted Sandy Hook Investigation Docs. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market.
Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Joseph Bannister. You can find him at agentfortruth.com. He was an IRS criminal investigator who actually took the law seriously. And as he looked into it, he had some issues. And we're going to get to him right now to tell us what his investigation was, what the concerns were that he brought up to people. But actually, before we do, Joseph, what I want to do is talk a little bit about this particular case, a little bit more about what was happening with the Tea Party. You know, before we had a politicized intelligence agency who, as we've seen Michael Hayden say, we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. We had the IRS being used as a weapon against people for a very long time, and I'm sure that was part of your investigation into it. And we had, back in March, we had 54 Republicans in Congress send a letter to President Trump and say, get rid of this guy. He's politicized the agency. He's covered up this political persecution of Tea Party groups that was conducted by Lois Lerner and others, but he owned it. He was there for years covering that up. Obstructing justice, destroying evidence, and not letting anyone come to justice because of that. And Louis Gohmert said at the time, he said, I'm extremely disappointed. I think he's basically thumbed his nose at all of Congress, and we haven't done anything about it. It hurts our credibility. Well, it hurts our country when we allow this kind of power to be exercised by one agency or one bureaucracy. But, you know, Joe, when we look at this, this is something that I think we see all the time by bureaucracies, and that is the power that they have, these unelected bureaucracies that exercise a great deal of power. I think this is just as we've seen in the last week or so. He came out and countermanded the executive order of President Trump. You know, President Trump at the very beginning of his presidency had said, we're not going to punish people if they don't participate in Obamacare. I want the assistance of the bureaucracies. But that was treated as a request. And he just said a couple of weeks ago, he said, yeah, we're not going to do that. If you don't fill out all this paperwork showing that you're in Obamacare, we're just going to treat you as a non-filer and come after you. And at the time this happened, at the time that he was not doing anything about prosecuting the IRS for coming after the Tea Party groups, one of the individuals who was frustrated about not being able to get him removed from office theorized that, hey, is this guy blackmailing President Trump by saying we're going to look into your complicated business dealings and we'll find something on you? Because of course they can. It's so complicated they can find anything on anybody. And when we look at the way the intelligence agencies have been politicized, we know that the IRS has been politicized for a very long time, and we know that they have the power where they can just say the president's executive order, nah, we're not going to do it. Isn't that amazing? What do you think?
I do. The frustration, of course, is that I don't think the average people, the people in the public, really realize how deep the swamp really is, because the swamp consists of not only elected and appointed people, but it consists of reams of regulations.
Yes.
It consists of the opportunities for the government to just, you know, as Alex frequently says, the crooked toenail. Yeah. Most people have a crooked toenail, and most people can be threatened with some very heavy fines and penalties by some obscure regulation. And it doesn't matter whether you're a farmer or a baker a salesman.
And what we see with the IRS, and we now seen it with all these different organizations, the EPA is another good example of it. We have Congress abdicate its authority to, and its responsibility to write the laws. Instead, they abdicate that to the bureaucracies. So the bureaucracies write the laws. Then they have the agents who come out there and accuse you of something. And then they say, well, because this is not a criminal law, because it's regulatory law, you have no presumption of innocence. and they can levy excessive fines against you, and they're the ones who take you to their courts and determine whether or not you broke their rules. I mean, that's how bad this is. It all started with the IRS. And the problem is now that that has metastasized to the entire bureaucracy in Washington, all these different ones. But tell us what you saw when you felt like you did this investigation as to whether or not they were exceeding their legal authority, if they were using the IRS as a weapon. Tell us what you were investigating and what you found.
Well, basically, I went into the IRS in 1993, and I expected to spend a full 20-year career. If you can believe it, federal law enforcement, you can retire after 20 years of 50-hour per week work. And so that was my expectation, but there were claims made on various radio stations, and actually Alex was making similar claims in the late 90s, mm-hmm. that the income tax was being administered and enforced beyond the laws that were actually passed by Congress. Mm-hmm. And so I was confronted with these allegations, and I felt it my duty to look into them. And I was very biased against these allegations because they basically said that the IRS was collecting income tax illegally from the American public. But I looked into it based on the credibility of some of the whistleblowers that I was listening to. And much to my surprise, I found out that the evidence showed that that was actually true, that the IRS that most Americans aren't liable to pay the federal income tax, that federal tax returns are only required to be filed by those who are liable. And mm-hmm. basically the IRS and the federal government and the controlled media have been lying to the American public for over 100 years, you know, since 1916 at least. But 1913, of course, was the big lie of the 16th Amendment. So yes. The issues are many and varied, and of course, on the website, Agent for Truth, I try to lay out as easily as possible this massive swamp that is the income tax and the IRS. But I guess I thought the American people would be a little more upset, although they are actually getting upset, of course. There's a movie called America, Freedom to Fascism that many people have probably seen. I'd encourage people to watch or rewatch it. But in 2006, Aaron Russo produced a film called America, Freedom to Fascism. It featured mm-hmm. Ron Paul and all kinds of important people in the movie. I was featured in it as well. And the IRS came down. We were kind of considered maybe the original fake news people because we were talking about all these wrongdoings of the IRS. And the Senate, the Congress, everybody basically ganged up on us. And actually, we had a hearing scheduled for a few days before 9/11. And the hearings were scuttled and postponed first and then scuttled completely just before September 11th, 2001. Wow. Wow. So lots of ways that the government can scuttle these issues and put them on the back burner or put them down the memory hole completely.
And of course, the thing that we need to understand, and I think people can now see it because, unfortunately, this problem has gone beyond the IRS. But for the longest period of time, for decades, it was principally the IRS that was going beyond the law and extending its regulations and coming after people for whatever reason that they wanted to. But now we have seen that same tactic expand to other agencies. And it's time that people understand how business is conducted in Washington. They no longer pass laws. We had Rand Paul come out with the RAIN Act to say, we got to take back the lawmaking process away from these regulatory agencies. Because if you give them a very narrow ability to collect taxes, and they turn into their own regulatory agency writing their own laws and start expanding their powers over all different areas that they were not given any power at all, that's what we have seen with all these different agencies. I mean, we just saw it recently with the Banking Reform Act, the Dodd-Frank Act. What they did was they created a massive new financial regulation bureaucracy, and they dumped it over to them. We saw it with Obamacare when Nancy Pelosi said, well, we don't know what's in it. We're going to find out. We got to pass it, and then we'll find out. Because what she's going to do is create a new bureaucracy and let these bureaucrats, especially the IRS, determine what was going to be in the Obamacare regulations. And so once they figured it out, they would tell Congress, and probably nobody would do anything about it. If they do anything at all about it, they come in like they're knights on a white horse to rescue people, and then they can virtue signal to everybody, look at us, we're reining in this abusive government. But they are the ones who have created this abusive structure. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Joseph Bannister. His website is Agent for Truth. If you want to know what he found out in his investigation about how they go above, beyond the law and shut down anybody who is a political enemy of theirs.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, and you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Joseph Bannister, the only IRS Criminal Investigation Division special agent to investigate allegations that the IRS had gone beyond the law. Of course, they were the first agency to really do that in a broad way, but now they're not, and sadly, the only one. Nevertheless, the power that they wield is something that we should all be concerned about, especially as we see this same tactic being adopted by agency after agency. Remember the FAA? They said, well, we're going to regulate drones. Remember that a couple of Christmases ago? You're going to have to register your drone. It's going to be free for a while, and then after that, it'll be a minimal fee of $5 or $10. I forget what it was. But if you don't register it, and we see you with a drone above, and it was a very, very, very small weight limit, if we see you with that drone above a certain weight limit, we're going to hit you with a $20,000 fine. It's like, what? How could that be reasonable? Oh, well, there's no protection against unreasonable penalties and interest or fines that you have in the Constitution, because this is a regulatory law. That's right. It's a regulatory law. So we've all heard the phrase that the IRS is a law unto themselves. Well, you know, most of the government bureaucracies are. So we're going to talk to him some more about what he found as an investigator, because he was interested in upholding the law. And then he started investigating whether or not what the IRS was doing was legal or not. And so we're going to talk to him about what happened when he found out about that, how they came after him as a whistleblower. You can find him again, agentfortruth.com is his website. Before we get back to Mr. Bannister, I just want to remind you of some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have BrainForce Plus still on sale. That won't last much longer. 50% off while supplies last. We have Supermale Vitality, 30% off. Anthroplex, 50% off. And a couple of things that are very important for this coming winter season that is now upon us, and that is colloidal silver, our silver bullet product, 50% off, and our vitamin D supplement, Winter Sun, also 50% off. And when you check out, you can get 16% off of Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. It's a great way to take essential vitamins and minerals without having to take a lot of pills. You can just make a great tasting drink mix out of it. And of course, you can add anything you want to. It tastes great just with water. But you can dress that up any way that you want, and you can get now 16% off. Just use the code VITA10, V-I-T-A-10, at checkout to get 16% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. You know, Mr. Bannister, when we're looking at this, it doesn't really surprise me that we had the IRS commissioner, Koskinen, who is now being term limited out. He was never fired, unfortunately. Should have been. He should have been not only fired, but he should have been prosecuted for what he did with the tax parties. But it doesn't surprise me that he would countermand and shut down the president's executive order. Because he's got, what, they hired 16, 17,000 new IRS agents to do the Affordable Health Care Act. I mean, he's got an army of people here, and it's all about building headcount. That's one of the things that they do. But I think the thing that really should concern us all is the idea that they can expand the law in any way that they wish. And they're not the only bureaucracy that's doing this. And that, as we see with the surveillance agencies, they have for a long time been using this politically, this power politically against people. You know, we had a revolution because our founders were concerned about taxation without representation. Now we have regulation and taxation without regulation, don't we, in the IRS?
We do. We also have taxation without legislation.
But it
is, again, I got to reiterate, as far as the public just not realizing how deep the swamp really is, and that all these agencies that, as you have explained, are a power unto themselves. I pray for President Trump every day, because you can see that if Hillary had gotten in, how she would have a willing accomplices ready to go. And in fact, I think we're seeing with the false flag operations that they're basically coming, they're doing phase two just without Hillary.
That's right. They're continuing on with the game plan, even though she's not in place, because they've got enough people in place that they believe they can get away with it.
That's right. And so I just pray for President Trump, because we're all in grave danger, much graver than we expected. And that's why I'm so grateful to InfoWars. I mean, Alex has been interviewing me since 1999, and InfoWars has never shrunk back from telling the truth, interviewing whistleblowers, and giving us a forum where we can actually tell people what's really going on in the depths of the swamp. So,
well, we appreciate what you do. And as I said at the beginning of the interview, if we didn't have honest whistleblowers like you who would go up against the wrath of the state. We would never know what's going on. What did they do when you came out and started talking about what you'd found with your research?
Well, initially they ignored me, but as there was more and more media attention, New York Times, I was on a show on CNBC with Maria Bartiromo and Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. There were certain kinds of media attention that led to the IRS apparently determining that, you know, this town ain't big enough for the both of us kind of thing, where somebody's telling
pull back the curtain. Yeah.
Yeah. Telling somebody's telling the truth and somebody's lying. And well, the IRS would say, well, it ain't us. Right. Mm-hmm. So they ended up prosecuting me and indicting me. Actually, I noticed the 18 U.S.C. 371 charges that Paul Manafort is facing. They hit me with that as well.
Interesting.
Conspiracy is very difficult to defend against, but of course, they were all trumped up charges, no pun intended. Yeah. And I went to trial in June of 2005 and was acquitted of all the charges. So the IRS and the DOJ are not above or not below, shall we say, creating bogus charges to discredit someone, to silence them.
And we saw that with the NSA whistleblowers. We saw them try to put Thomas Drake away with bogus criminal charges, bogus documents that were never classified. And that was eventually shut down as well. Give us a taste of what people can find at agentfortruth.com. You're talking about people who are liable to pay income taxes. Tell us a little bit about what you found in your research. Give us a tease for what they can find at your website.
Well, first of all, I'm not a salesperson to take on the IRS one-on-one, mm-hmm. but you know, there are 300 million potential jurors out there. And the two things that the IRS used to put people in fear is basically take away their freedom or take away their property. Mm-hmm. So I try to educate people on what the truth is, and they can learn the truth easily about how the IRS has lied to us over the last 100 years, and how the Congress, the judiciary, the media have all been complicit in these lies. And so I basically just want Americans quietly and stealthily to educate themselves on what's going on, and start to vote out the people that let this swamp continue, you know, without being drained. So there's a section called to Become an Agent for Truth. They can learn more about me, because of course the IRS has tried to really discredit me and silence me. So people have to make up their own minds as to whether I'm the credible one or the IRS is the credible one.
Mm-hmm.
But Become an Agent for Truth is probably the best site. There's videos of prior shows that I've done on InfoWars. Just a lot of good information there, and encourage people to get started in educating themselves and just how deep the swamp really goes.
That's right. If we have an informed citizenry, especially if they're informed about their power as a juror, are there jury trials when people come for criminal charges, like an investigation that you would have done when you were working at the IRS? Do people get a criminal trial if they aren't scared into doing a plea bargain?
Yeah, actually, the only way you can get a jury of your peers to evaluate your IRS circumstances is if you're indicted on criminal charges.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so, that's right. Yeah, because otherwise you're just going before a regulatory agency, and whether or not it's just like it's going before the EPA or going before the FAA or whatever alphabet agency you want to pick, they charge you with violating their regulations. They say, well, this is not a crime, so you don't have any constitutional protections and you don't get a jury. But they do come after people criminally with the IRS. And in that case, if you want to take it to a jury, but of course, most lawyers will not argue for jury nullification, even though that's an important point in the law.
That's right. And I commend you, David, because you always talk about the administrative state, and mm-hmm. that administrative state is so dangerous to the average American.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
You can have a wetland in your backyard and all of a sudden the EPA is on you. Mm-hmm. So I commend you for letting people know and reminding them about the administrative state is one of the biggest dangers we face.
Well, people need to understand that. And I think there needs to be a grassroots understanding of even the role of the judiciary. You know, they tell people that, they can determine what the laws are or not. And they're supposed to be the referees. Instead, they tell the jury, you're the referee, but you're not going to have any say-so as to whether or not you think this law is just or whether or not you agree with the penalties that are going to be applied to this or how the law is being applied. But that is the role of the jury to decide what the law is. But the judiciary has said, no, we will decide what the law is. And if we bring you in, you're just going to look at the facts of the case. That's the way that the judiciary ought to be running. But thank you so much, Joseph Bannister, another whistleblower for truth, somebody who is willing to stand up and risk his freedom as well as his life by coming out against the deep state. You can find more information about him at agentfortruth.com. Educate yourself.